Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. When I was posting some articles on my websites, I came across some news stories that just had me laughing. And I just want to take you through some of these now. So here's the first one. It says, lockdown, the cops face 3 counts of murder and other serious charges. When I saw this thing, I just burst out laughing. And you know why? Because this stupid coronavirus, which has now infected more than 1,000 people in South Africa. So what? This stupid coronavirus has killed 3 people. But in the same time as the lockdown, the cops have killed 3 people. So I'm like sitting and thinking to myself, who's winning? Who's killing more people, coronavirus or the cops? I suspect the cops are shooting non-whites because it's only really the non-whites causing trouble. But I just had to burst out laughing at this, thinking to myself, at the end of this lockdown, who will have killed more people, the cops or coronavirus? So there you go. I actually went out today for the first time since the lockdown, so it's 5 days into the lockdown. I went out to go and buy some food, because that's all you're allowed to do. Went out to buy some food, and I was looking for police and army. Couldn't find any, but on my way home, when I got into my street, 2 police cars raced past me. And they were filled with blacks, and they had masks. These stupid masks. Lots of people are wearing masks now, whites and blacks. I'd say about half the people are wearing masks. Anyway, and the police car's jam-packed with blacks. There's no place in the police car for anybody else. I don't know why you need 4 or 5 policemen in 1 police vehicle, but let's not go there. This is Africa. In Africa, the non-whites are very fucked up. So anyway, let's go look at the next news headline. AfriForum. Turns out that the Minister of Health has said that they're going to deploy 10,000 COVID-19 field workers who are going to test people for the virus. So AfriForum, which is an Afrikaans organization, then raised a question. They then said, we need some kind of clarity as to how are we going to know who are genuine field testers and who are criminals? Because criminals are going to come and pose as COVID-19 field workers. So again, headlines that you'll only find in South Africa, only in Africa, typical stuff. And this is genuine. This is how it will be. Here's a map of the coronavirus cases in Africa currently. Now, earlier, a few weeks back, when everybody was looking at the world map and they saw corona everywhere except Africa, then I noticed some fucking liberal or Jew coming up and saying, well, you see, the reason why there isn't coronavirus cases in Africa is because the blacks have got some DNA adaptation that makes them sort of immune to this thing. And I just roll my eyes every time some fucking liberal out there is busy covering for the fucking blacks. It just makes me so sick I could puke. It's just total bullshit. There's no basis for it. And I can tell you what the answer is. So if you look at this map now, you will see that South Africa is red, okay, because we got 1,500 coronavirus cases. And you'll see the rest of Africa has hardly got any, except up near in the north, where you have Egypt and so forth. But this entire area south of the Sahara is filled with blacks, especially West Africa. It's jam-packed with blacks. There are hundreds of millions of people living there. There's 800 million people at least living in Africa. So why so few coronavirus cases? Except for Egypt, North Africa, and then South Africa. Well, it's got nothing to do with genes or genetics. I'm going to tell you what I think is the answer. And I think my guess is going to be as close as damn it to the truth. And the reason is going to be because these nations are fucked up, okay? These nations can't function. They don't have functioning things in them. And I will bet you that the reason there aren't coronavirus cases there is that they're not counting. The other thing is that not as many aircraft are traveling to Africa as to the rest of the world. That is true. But even so, once this thing gets here, I assure you, the numbers aren't going to show much because most of these countries are dysfunctional and they're not counting. So why has South Africa got so many coronavirus cases? Well, we get more planes here, and secondly, most importantly, most of our medical staff, we've got large numbers of medical staff and emergency services, are white people. They're doing their jobs. They are ensuring that our medical and health care is functional. So that is why you see numbers there. And the same is true for up in North Africa, where you've got the Egyptians and you've got the various Arabs up there. They're more organized than the blacks that are in between, even though the greatest population lies in West Africa, East Africa, Central Africa. So it's not got to do with the blacks being immune to the stupid fucking virus. It's got to do with the fact that the blacks are dysfunctional. Nothing is working, they don't care, and they can't count, okay? Their systems are fucked up. And this is good news, and I'm hoping that Corona gets into Africa and spreads nicely through Africa, and nobody notices because nobody cares. That's the real reason. So South Africa looks terrible, but maybe there's some hope. Maybe this damn thing is spreading around a bit. But so far, only 3 deaths out of over 1,000. And I can tell you, it's white people saving the worthless lives of the black scum. Whites are saving their fucking lives. It's a waste of time. Goodness me. We shouldn't be doing this. Anyway, so that's why that map is the way it is. Then just some other news that I thought I'd add in here. If you want to know which ratings agency in the world has got the most Jews in it or Jewish connections, go to Moody's. Because Standard and Poor and the other one, I forget what the other two are, but the S&P and the other one, they cut South Africa's bonds to junk bond status 3 years ago already. And it's only Moody's that's been hanging on for dear life. And I strongly suspect the Jews are trying to save South Africa's credit rating because they're doing everything they can to make the president look good. And so, despite all their attempts, finally, even Moody's has had to cut South Africa's credit rating to junk. So that's excellent. I'm glad that reality has set in. And it means new problems for the South African government, run by these black scum, bunch of communists and garbage. And I'm enjoying it. So I'm glad this is happening. It's going to fuck things up more for them. Excellent. And here's another headline that this one just blew my mind. This is one of the big corporates in South Africa. I'm always talking about these oligopolies, these Jewish oligopolies that exist in South Africa, owned by the Jews and the liberals. And I worked for many of them. For a very short period of time, I had a short contract that may have been actually at this place's head office. Because I'm not sure if this group owns Woolworths, because I was at Woolworths' head office at one point. Anyhow, this company is Edcon. They run Edgar's and lots of clothing-type stores. and it's huge. Anyhow, I just about fell on my back when I saw this this headline. It was talking about the fact that Edcon, the owners of Edgar's and all the other groups of stores related to this, it looks like they're about to fire 100,000 workers. In all my time in South Africa, which is almost 40 years now, in all the disasters that South Africa has gone through, I've never once heard of a company getting rid of 100,000 jobs. This is bigger than anything I've ever seen ever in South Africa. Of course, these stores and things are mostly run by blacks, so there are not going to be many whites in that number. But when I was reading about it, they were saying that it was so bad that they might have had to get rid of 140,000 workers, but they're trying to reduce it to only 100,000. And there's a good side to this, and this is the beautiful part, is I love it when these big fucking corporate bastard fucking companies are going down. I love this. These bastards, all of them, are anti-white. They're owned by liberals and Jews and scum, and they're anti-fucking white. And I just about couldn't believe 100,000 jobs are going to be lost. I'm sorry for the whites who will lose their jobs, but for the others, I say fuck you and excellent stuff. May you fucking sink, you bastards. These bloody things are all anti-white, anti-white to the core. And they've taken such enormous losses. I was so happy when I saw this. So I've never in my life seen a single company get rid of more than 10,000 people. Never. And this is 100,000. Never seen anything like it. So the blacks, this is the proof that the blacks and the Jews and the liberals, their game is falling apart. And you've got the Oppenheimers and the fucking Ruperts, and they are backing the government to the hilt. But despite it all, the country is falling apart. But nothing pleases me more than to see these big fucking corporates, because their owners are like the Ruperts and the Oppenheimers. These motherfuckers are anti-white bastards. I love seeing these things sink. I used to work for many of them, and if most of them would go bankrupt, I'd be happy. And even the banks have now issued bank holidays for people who've got loans, because they realize that people won't be able to pay off home loans, they won't be able to pay off their debt. I've never seen these liberal fucking bastards suffering as much as they're suffering now. And I say, sink this fucking ship. Sink this bastard thing. And whites need to understand that you mustn't love your enemies. It's good when your enemies are going down. It's good when they're in trouble. It's good when they're struggling. You do not want them to become stronger. Let these bastards sink. And as these companies sink, and as money flees out of South Africa, it's a very good thing. I think I even read that they said that $6 billion might still leave South Africa, I think. Oh, it's excellent stuff. Let these international bastards and scum get the fuck out of South Africa and leave South Africa under the control of these blacks who have no clue what to do. And I'll tell you, the only way that I see the blacks of Africa doing anything, the only thing left for the blacks of Africa, because they've fucked up everything, the only thing that's left is for them to invite foreign companies to come and mine. come and mine minerals across Africa and pay a pittance for them. That's the only thing that's left for the blacks. In that sense, the blacks will have gone back almost 150 years because that is the very basis on which whites originally got some of these territories in Africa. Like the country that is now Zimbabwe, which previously was Rhodesia, the whites got into it on the basis that they wanted to do mining. And the blacks gave them access to the territory in order to do mining. And we are almost full circle right back to that. Maybe we can say it's about 140 years later, 130, 140 years later. The blacks have fucked up everything, and all across Africa, the only thing that's saving the blacks now is the ability to get foreign companies, Western companies, to come and do mining in Africa. That's all that's left. Everything else is fucked up. And South Africa is now heading more and more into that direction. And I suspect that that is actually the game that this bastard piece of scum, Ramaphosa, is aiming to do. He wants to seize land so that he can get land that's got minerals on it so that he can immediately hand it out to his Jewish and other elitist bum scum and get them to come and mine on what would have been farmland. These blacks have got nothing left. Nothing left. Everything is just sinking. And it's beautiful. And they must go down the drain. And whites must find a way for whites to work together so that we can move on without these bastards. But anyway, this made my day. The two things made my day. The junk bond status by Moody's. And when I saw this Edcon thing, never seen anything like it in my life. I think the most workers I've ever seen them getting rid of in one shot was 10,000. And that was out of multiple companies. This is a single company. 100,000. Absolutely fantastic. Sink the fucking liberal ship. Sink it, the fucking piece of rubbish. Anti-white piece of shit. So that's a bit of news for you from South Africa. These are my websites, historyreview.com, africancrisis.info, and white-shop.biz. This is my attempt to try and do some Jew-free trading and experimenting with the next level of stuff. So, thank you very much for listening. We'll be chatting again soon. Take care of yourselves.